All right, welcome to Tuesday. I have been grinding hard all day. It has been crazy. I've been sorting and organizing and preparing and talking and grinding. And I'm now about to head into a playtest session, which I'm so excited to get some magic under my belt. I started sorting cards. I've been tweeting about it. I have been finding stuff from my childhood, stuff tucked away, stuff I never sold. I had a history of opening booster boxes and booster packs, and I've been known to take some rares while drafting at the Pro Tour from time to time when there's nothing for my deck. So I found quite a few cards. There was a box of Mirrodin cards from the pre-release that I had from the Mirrodin pre-release, and the rares that I opened, I found in there a mint Chalice of the Void, a Chromox, Platinum Angel, an Oblivion Stone. So I'm pretty excited to keep finding more cards. And now for testing, my friend Brett, James, and Aaron are currently on a Google Hangout. We're waiting for Brett to finish his league, and then we're just going to jam games. We're going to start with red black against black white and just get really familiar with the matchup and how it plays out post board, pre board, try a bunch of different strategies. The main reason for Brett is because he has a double headed PTQ this weekend, both Standard and Edmonton. My boy Aaron and I are going to drive to Calgary together. I'm going to go just to hang out with friends, and he's going to go for a double sealed PPTQ weekend, which is super exciting. Lots of magic happening in Alberta. Lots of fun will be had this weekend. I want to learn limited and standard for online PTQs. They're going to be something I'm playing in upcoming since I'll be out of a job and waiting to move, and most of my week will be sorting, organizing, and selling cards on the internet and to friends, but my Saturdays and Sundays will be potentially battling to get to the Pro Tour since I have all these extra ticks and I have mana traders. Why not for a free shot convert into some online PTQ swag? So that's just a quick brief update. I'll be back after the test session to break down how it went and hopefully see if any one of these guys want to be a guest. And if not, that's okay. I'll just come and debrief myself. So, thanks for listening. I'll be back soon. So I just finished my test session. It's midnight. I'm going to make this very short because I want to sort cards for an hour before bed, and I have to work at 10:30 a.m. A lot of learnings. I've written some down. I'm not going to share them quite yet because we're doing another test session tomorrow, and I really want to get this sorting done. So I'm not going to go upstairs and dig it out, but it started off with James and Brett, two really good players, playing matches and me watching. I explained to them that I make a ton of mistakes when I don't know a deck inside out. I do significantly better when I play it. I just punt when I'm in the seat early with a deck and testing against good players. I do better at tournaments when I have to really focus and think through, but for whatever reason in testing early days, I just can't get my brain wrapped around it. I can't get in the zone. So I love watching people play first. It's just part of my learning style. Listening and watching are how I learn. It's why I love podcasts and videos. I don't like reading and I don't like doing right off the bat. That's just a me thing. Even when I go over to my friends to play video games, my coworkers at the dinner theater, they like taking turns, playing with a PS4, play a match, play a match, play a match. I don't like taking turns. I prefer just watching. I really, really, really like watching video games, and it's more fun for me. To watch them to play most of the time when I'm with another person and kind of team up. But that's a little bit about Doug. So the play testing went really well. It was pretty even between black, white, and black, red, but we got a lot of learnings and we developed some strategies. I then took black, red into a league, started 4-0 in the last round. Brian Sue tagged in and was watching, and I played like terribly, just like I was describing. I just threw away both games, like easily threw them away. I should have 5-0'd the competitive league, but instead I 4-1'd. I did profit. I did learn a lot. I am super happy with the deck. I'm happy with my play on the whole, but I just played like a complete Goomba. So I'm getting really tired, and I had just such a good day. So many learnings today. So, anyways, that's it for me for today. Short episode, even though I was playing some Magic, because I'm really trying to get through all of this card sorting and value before I move. So, thanks for tuning in. I hope you like these short little clips, and I'll have a bigger episode coming at you soon and a lot of data on Standard hopefully by the weekend. So, thanks for listening, and remember, as always, to check out www.cardshoptulare.com. If you like the prices, use promo code DougPMTG all in caps,
and you'll get even slightly more value off. Plus, you'll be supporting my content creation streams. So thank you for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.